is a place for kids.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
This is the International Dance Hour on ICANN. That was a song from the United States. We're going to hear music from all around the world, including Brazil, France, Italy, and right here from the United States. This is a song called Ain't Got No Home.
Ooh, ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know things are wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl. And I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh.
fien te zien Moer wat de vinnen te woord En mezelf af je riech Moer te zwaar vervoeid Als die tijs doe ze tjeek Moer wat de sacht te versoeid Thuwe kolen, die eisje Zette we niet zijn moer Ik riech oraf in te zien Moer wat de vinnen te woord مزلاف غفيريش مرت زوار فربوي غصدي طيج دوز الجي ورغض صحف فسوي تاوي قلال هذي عيش سد ونتزمور سد ونتزمور وزيري يسخر بغلانا إينا غدن خيغد تواليض ماتا سيد سعيد حنين دفل نعيا 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 فن النشام انا الولد في ثمورت لن تواسي مسلين ارزقنا من الموت ورنا روين ورنا النص دوا وين تدو تاوي قلن هذي عيش سد ونتزمور يزيكنا نحافن النشام انا الولد في ثمورت لن تواسي مسلين ارزقنا من الموت ورنا روين ورنا النص دواوين تدو تاوي قلن هذي عيش سد ونتزمور سد ونتزمور سواليض ما تسيت سعيد حنين فلغ نعيا 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 نعيا
Thầm thầm chuyện Here is a song from South America.
Perambulando pelo Rio de Janeiro, grande sanfoneiro lá do interior. No meio da rua canto o dia inteiro, pedindo dinheiro pra sobreviver. Cantando jazz numa sanfona antiga, jazz com zabumba, triângulo e cachixi. Jazz paraíba, jazz de forrozeiro, jazz de brasileiro, dá prazer de ouvir. Cantando jazz numa sanfona antiga, jazz com zabumba, triângulo e cachixi. Jazz paraíba, jazz de sanfoneiro, ah, se o mundo inteiro lhe pudesse ouvir. Perambulando pelo Rio de Janeiro, grande sanfoneiro lá do interior. No meio da rua canto o dia inteiro, pedindo dinheiro pra sobreviver. Cantando jazz numa sanfona antiga, jazz com zabumba, triângulo e cachixi. Jazz paraíba, jazz de forrozeiro, jazz de brasileiro, dá prazer de ouvir. Cantando jazz numa sanfona antiga, jazz com zabumba, triângulo e cachixi. Jazz paraíba, jazz de sanfoneiro, ah, se o mundo inteiro lhe pudesse ouvir. Perambulando pelo Rio de Janeiro, grande sanfoneiro lá do interior. No meio da rua canto o dia inteiro, pedindo dinheiro pra sobreviver. Cantando jazz numa sanfona antiga, jazz com zabumba, triângulo e cachixi. Jazz paraíba, jazz de forrozeiro, jazz de brasileiro, dá prazer de ouvir. Cantando jazz numa sanfona antiga, jazz com zabumba, triângulo e cachixi. Jazz paraíba, jazz de sanfoneiro, ah, se o mundo inteiro lhe pudesse ouvir.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
Thank you. it's in our hands. Is this real or just a dream, picking seeds from the land?
C'est une belle journée dans le sud de l'été. Les cigales, les cyprès, les citronniers. Une odeur de lavande, de thym, de romarin se mélange enivrante à l'air marin.
Michel, sors l'appareil. Regarde comme c'est beau. On va faire une photo. Bah, dépêche-toi, le soleil va tomber. Derrière la terre, il va se noyer. Dépêche-toi, Michel.
Arrive une famille en vacances, en voiture, qui aime le silence et la nature. S'arrête sur cette plage pour voir le paysage. Quel coucher de soleil, vite, sortons l'appareil. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Ciel jaune, rouge, orangé, faut pas nous déranger. Le coin nous appartient, on sort les chaises, le chien. On va se faire un dîner en toute intimité.
Michel, t'as vu l'oiseau là-bas entre les deux sapins? Comment ça tu vois rien? Oh, mais Michel, t'as laissé le cache devant la. Attention, tu prends les autos.
Bientôt 30 familles en vacances, en voiture, qui aiment le silence et la nature. S'arrête sur cette plage pour voir le paysage. Quel coucher de soleil, vite, vite, sortons l'appareil. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Ciel jaune, rouge, orangé, faut pas nous déranger. Le coin nous appartient, on sort les chaises, le chien. On va se faire un dîner en toute impunité.
Michel, alors ça se passe bien les photos? Qu'est-ce que tu dis? T'as pas mis de pellicule dans l'appareil? Michel, c'est malin, on n'aura pas de photos. Bon, ben je remonte dans l'auto.
Au lever du soleil, la plage n'est plus pareille. Le ciel n'a pas changé, jaune, orangé. Mais pour le paysage, les familles de passage ont su redécorer les plages de l'été. Clic, clac, c'était beau, tu parles d'une belle photo. Clic, clac, c'est beau, tu parles d'une belle photo. Des papiers de bonbons, des gobelets en carton, des bouts de verre cassés, des canettes rouillées, une paire de chaussures, un vieux pneu de voiture, des pellicules photos, deux ou trois vieux journaux, mégots de cigarettes, pauvre petite planète.
Let's take a dance break.
All right, kids, we're gonna play a little game of freeze dance. Huh? Huh? Dig?
All right, everyone, get down. I see someone moving. Can't stop dancing. Everyone do the funky chicken.
All right. All right. Freeze dance.
All right, y'all. Get ready for the big freeze.
That was a song called Skating in the Morning, sung in French. This next song comes from an African country called Kenya. It's called Nakumbuka. It means I remember in Swahili.
Nakumbuka tulikuwa marafiki. Nakumbuka tulikuwa familia. Utotoni tulikula meza moja. Chochote kidogo tulikuwa twagawanya. Bona sasa umebadilisha mwendo. Kuna shida karibia unieleze. Tabasamu imesha kuisha potea kwa sura. Yeah, yeah. Mambo yote ndugu
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote dada
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote ndugu.
Na kumbuka tulikuwa marafiki. Na kumbuka tulikuwa familia. Bona sasa umesha nisaliti. Palipo mzozo ni vizuri kutatua. Binadamu hatukosi kuzozana. Masengenyo hayana faida kamwe. Msamaha ndivyo tuendelee. Yeah. Oh. Mambo yote ndugu
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote dada
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote ndugu
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote dada.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.
toka ni mati ya zake mumaru Valali raya suni fana pana, sarai vatira yena, iza utuki nao, yana tuki kyu.
Una giraffa di stoffa con il cuore e le ossa vorrei per me, gialla cucita di rosso il filo un po' grosso, la coda blu. E se poi mi sento solo e non so con chi parlare, la giraffa di stoffa mi sa ascoltare. E se poi c'è da studiare matematica e geometria, la mia giraffa di stoffa sa ogni teoria. Le stelle con la coda, le antenne delle TV. Se poi cado nell'acqua ma io non so nuotare, la giraffa di stoffa mi viene a salvare. E se poi voglio viaggiare e arrivare fino in Perù, sulla mia giraffa di stoffa io salgo su. Di stoffa così morbida e grossa vorrei per me. E se poi viene il dottore con la puntura, che paura, la giraffa di stoffa conosce ogni cura. E se poi un ragno nero sopra il mio letto passeggerà, la mia giraffa di stoffa lo mangerà.
Radio is proud to sponsor the Young Artists Professional Development Competition, open this year to violinists, cellists, and pianists in the Portland metro area. Created by DuPont Creativity Partners and Chatter PDX, the competition offers winners the opportunity to collaborate and perform with musicians from the Oregon Symphony and other ensembles, as well as an honorarium. Musicians ages 14 to 18 can learn more and apply at theconcertsatthebarn.com/YA-PDC.
Your hands, they are two wonderful things for making musical sound.
making musical sound, making musical sounds. Your hands, they are two wonderful things for making musical sounds. When you hear the music and you want to play, but there ain't no rhythm around, get ready to go and do it like so. It's easy to know to make a happy sound. Your hands, they are two wonderful things for making musical sounds, making musical sounds, yeah, making musical sounds. Your hands, they are two wonderful things for making musical sounds. When you hear the music and you want to play, but there ain't no rhythm around, get ready to go and do it like so. It's easy to know to make a happy sound. Get ready to go and do it like so. It's easy to know to make a happy sound. Your hands, they are two wonderful things for making musical sounds, making musical sounds, yeah, making musical sounds. Your hands, they are two wonderful things for making musical sounds. When you hear the music and you want to play, but there ain't no rhythm around, get ready to go and do it like so. It's easy to know to make a happy sound. Get ready to go and do it like so. It's easy to know to make a happy sound. You got it, let's go and do it like so. It's easy to know to make a happy sound.
Here's an Italian song.
Hey! Gela una mezzo male, mamma mia, me male tale. Figlia mia, chi te dare, mamma mia, pensaci tu. Hey! Oh mamma, la 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 la. Oh mamma, la 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 la. Oh mamma, la 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 la. Zoom, 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 bagala. Gela una mezzo male, mamma mia, me male tale. Figure me a cute daddy, mamma mia, pensaggi tu. Sette rogne le musicante, i tu vai, i tu vene, sempre al suo mente una manettene. Sette bitch of fantasy, vostro mente, figure me, oh.
Applaudissez.
les garçons, prenez une douche pour ne pas attirer les mouches. Frottez bien vos doigts de pied pour ne pas sentir mauvais. Et sitôt devant la glace, évitez les grosses grimaces. Vite les filles, la savonnette pour faire un petit brin de toilette. Dites bonjour à votre miroir, il est content de vous voir. Massez-vous le coin des yeux pour un regard merveilleux.
Préparons-nous pour faire la fête. Soyons coquets, soyons coquettes. Regardez tous comme nous sommes beaux. Applaudissez, criez bravo.
Bravo.
Choisissez bien les garçons, un jean ou un pantalon. Celui avec des grosses poches, opinion il est trop moche. Pourquoi pas vous déguiser en vampire, en chevalier. Vite les filles, qu'allez-vous mettre? C'est sûr vous ne serez jamais prête. Fouillez bien dans le placard, la commode ou bien l'armoire. Et si vous vous déguisiez en sorcière ou bien en fée.
Soyons coquettes, soyons coquettes. Regardez tous comme nous sommes beaux. Applaudissez, criez bravo.
Bravo,
bravo.
I'm Abacus P. Grumbler from What If World, where stories from kids like you come to life. Tune in today at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Once upon a time, in a nursery rhyme, there were three bears.
One, two, three.
One was a papa bear, one was a mama bear, one was a wee bear. They all went out a-walking in the woods, they were talking, when along came a little girl with long golden curly hair. Know who she was? Yeah. Her name was Goldilocks. Up on the door she knocked. Knock again, Goldie. Well, no one was there.
Yeah, no one was there. So she walked right in, had herself a ball. But she didn't care, no one was there. Soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. Home, home, home came those three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge. Sir, the papa bird, sir, the papa bird. Someone's been eating my porridge too. I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear. Wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's eating my porridge all up. All up. Someone's been sitting in my chair. I said the papa bear, I said the papa bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair too. I said the mama bear, I said the mama bear. Wee papa wee bear,
said the wee bear.
Someone's broken my chair. Someone's been sleeping in my bed. I said the papa bear, I said the papa bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed too. I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear. Wee Baba Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed too. And here she is. Oh! Then Goldilocks woke up and broke up the party, and she split that scene. Bye, bye, bye. Said the papa bear, said the papa bear. Goodbye, goodbye. I said the mama bear, said the mama bear. Wee Baba Wee Bear.
When you're walking in the bush, please stay on the track and never wander through the undergrowth. 'Cause if you're not observant, you might tread on a serpent, which could be quite unpleasant for you both. For you both. I've assessed the situation, and I simply want to say, be cautious when you're in his habitat. Though he's not aggressive, he's inclined to be possessive, and you can hardly blame a snake for that. Snake for that. Don't ever step on a snake, or you're making a big mistake. For the sake of your protection, I suggest you change direction. Get out of there for good, for goodness sake. Don't ever step on a snake. The surprise may be more than he can take. And you'd feel the same way too if someone stepped on you while you're lying in the sunshine half awake. Be kind to old Joe Blake. Never ever step upon a snake. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a snake and have to slip and slide along the ground? It really can't be funny to be stuck there on your tummy without a pair of legs to get you round, get you round. So you see it isn't easy to be so misunderstood. Try to see it from his point of view. It's really rather sad when the whole world thinks you're bad. But I don't really hate Joe Blake, do you? Joe Blake, do you? Don't ever step on a snake, or are you making a big mistake? For the sake of your protection, I suggest you change direction. Get out of there for goodness sake. Don't ever step on a snake. The surprise may be more than he can take. And you'd feel the same way too if someone stepped on you while you're lying in the sunshine half awake. Be kind to old Joe Blake.
Never ever step upon, never ever step upon, never ever step upon a
snake.
You're listening to the International Dance Hour on ICANN. We have a few more songs left. This song is called Recess Time. That's the best time of the day.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell ring. Children screaming, recess, recess time. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell ring, and all children screaming, recess, recess time. To auntie Dawn, all the children run. To buy chili baby, to loam and plum. Greedy Alvin, only begging, none for you. Stingy Marvin. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell ring. Children screaming, recess, recess time. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, the school bell ring, and all children screaming, recess, recess time. In a corner, I see Jai brother concentrating on some Alwan paratha. I see Miss Ansel sitting by the table, drinking Morbi, but none for me, but that's alright. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, the school bell ring. Children screaming, recess, recess time. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, the school bell ring, and all children screaming, recess, recess time. Pa-pa-da-pa-da-pa-da. Pa-pa-da-pa-da-pa-da. Pa-pa-pa-pa.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2, McMinnville 90.3,
and KQHR HD2, The Dells, and Hood River 88.1.
What If World is coming up next.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? What if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What If World? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a review question from a child called Wickex, and who asks simply, what if baseballs were alive? Thank you, Wickex. And your question lines up beautifully with a question from a patron named Harper.
Hi, my name is Harper. I'm 10 years old, and I like basketball. My what if question is, what if basketballs came to life? Thank you. Bye.
Aha! Baseballs and basketballs! But maybe I should answer one more review question from a listener named Julian, who asks, what if hamburgers could walk and talk, plus invisible talking clouds? Oh man, I don't even think there's any room for humans in this story.
Well, maybe there can be one human in the intro?
Hey Zach, of course, anytime.
Oh good, because I wanted to thank Nicholas.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Zach, and yes, thank you, Nicholas.
And I would like to give a shout out to Augie from Portland, whose favorite color is pink.
Hi Draco Max, and thank you, Augie from Portland. Now let's find out. Just one second. We've got a final shout out to Gus.
Gus loves sharks.
Oh, wow. JF Cat and Shark Gator are here to shout out Gus. Well, thank you for waiting for your shout out. And thanks again to Augie and finally Nicholas. Now let's find out, what if baseballs and basketballs were alive? And what if hamburgers could walk and talk? Plus, invisible talking clouds. Mitty was an old-fashioned kind of baseball. He loved getting thrown right to the catcher's mitt, or flying out of the ballpark, or even grounding to the shortstop. But the thing he loved most was his daughter, Alley-Oop. I know, it's not a baseball name. And the thing is, Alley-Oop wasn't really a baseball. Well, sure, she looked like one, she was the size of one. She even used to have a baseball name. But now, she was Alley-Oop, and that was okay by Minnie.
Hey, Alley, first day of summer, how about you and your old man play a little game of home run derby?
Said Mitty.
No thanks, Pop. I'm just gonna go play basketball with my friends.
Okay, tell Hooper I say hi.
And as Alley-Oop bounced and rolled her way toward the basketball court, Mitty couldn't fight that little worry that parents often get. So as usual, he went to talk to his friend, good old Burger. Crack! Mitty sailed into the outfield, where his friend tended to walk around. And indeed, Mitty landed right on Burger's bun.
Okay, yeah. I got you again, Mitty,
said the burger, letting Mitty roll onto the ground.
Oh, now I know that look. What's troubling you, my friend?
It's Alley-Oop. She's off playing basketball again.
Well, doesn't she say she is a basketball?
I know, I'm just worried the other basketballs won't understand my daughter.
Meanwhile, Alley-Oop was playing basketball with her friends. She wasn't as big as the basketballs, and she usually couldn't bounce as high. But to her best friend, Hooper, that didn't matter one bit.
Alley-Oop from downtown!
And Hooper with the block!
Oh, you got stuffed!
Oh, you got me!
A curious little blue and red basketball rolled up to them.
You're a baseball, the young basketball said to Alley-Oop.
I know I look like a baseball, and I even sound a little like a baseball, but I promise you, I'm a basketball, okay? Well, why don't you look like a basketball?
Hooper bounced over to the little ball. Listen, she doesn't have to explain it to you, kid. She is who she is.
It's okay, Hoop, I got this. See, kid, what's your name? Jump Shot. See, Jump Shot, my name's Alley-Oop, and everyone used to tell me I was a baseball, but I've always known I was a basketball. So one day, I got tired of pretending I was a baseball at all.
Can you still play baseball, though?
Sure, I can play any sport I like, so can you. But I love basketball the most, because it's who I am.
The little red and blue ball looked at Alley-Oop and then started bouncing around excitedly.
Oh, okay, then let's play basketball together.
Yeah, okay, come on, kid. And as the three of them started bouncing around together, a big blue and red ball suddenly bounced itself right into the middle of them.
Get away from my son, baseball, said the mama ball.
No, it's okay, Mom. She's a basketball. Her name's Alley-Oop.
Jump Shot, get behind me. And you, Alley-Oop, I don't know what you baseballs are up to, but I want you off this court right now. Allie's friend Hooper was very upset. Hey, you don't get to talk to her that way.
Forget it, Hoop. I'm just gonna go.
No, you don't have to go. Jump Shot's mom should apologize to you. Well, that's not going to happen.
Mom, I just wanted some friends to play with.
Hey, Jump Shot, don't worry about it. You're a good little basketball. You're gonna make lots of friends, okay? I'm just gonna go.
And the little basketball bounced away, and Hooper wasn't far behind.
I'm not going back to that court. We can find a new court.
Look, I appreciate that, Hoop. I just kinda wanna be alone right now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And as Hooper rolled away, Alley-Oop shot off like a 95-mile-an-hour fast basketball.
And landed by good old Burger and her dad, Mitty. Hey, Allie, what's wrong? Did something happen at the basketball court?
Oh, I reckon something did.
It was just one of the moms. She didn't want me to play with the son, Jump Shot.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm gonna find this Jump Shot's mom, and I'm gonna give her a piece of my cork center.
That's not gonna help anything.
But Mitty was already off.
Dad?
Oh, Alley-Oop.
The soggy old Burger walked over to the little basketball.
Your dad's just trying to help.
Nobody can help me.
Well, I do happen to know a place up in the clouds where they say folks can be whoever they want to be.
That sounds like make-believe.
Allie, you're talking to an old hamburger with toothpick legs. You might want to start believing in make-believe.
Oh, okay. How do I get there?
You're gonna go way back. Way back, deeper in the outfield than you ever been, and up high till you hit some invisible clouds. They can take you the rest of the way.
Off in the distance, she thought she heard her father's voice and the dribbling of basketballs.
Allie, get out of here!
What?
Allie, get out of here!
Get out of here?
Allie looked to see her father fast approaching, with a court full of basketballs on his heels. Or stitches, I guess.
We don't want that baseball living anywhere in our park.
I'm telling you, she's a basketball. No, she needs to go.
If she can't stay in her field, she can't be in our park.
Well, if you want to get her, you're gonna have to go through me.
Boom.
And Mitty was bounced off a basketball fast down the first base line.
Boom.
Where he bounced off another basketball and made his way to second. As the balls tried to catch him, he ricocheted from one to the next, to the pitcher's mound, to the catcher's mitt, to center field and back.
It was almost like these basketballs were playing a kind of baseball game.
Dad!
Don't worry about me. These basketballs are really bad at baseball. I can do this all day.
We are not bad at baseball. We just don't like it.
Oh, sure. Then why don't you catch a baseball? Because we don't have hands.
A few of the basketballs saw Alley-Oop and the tall, unkempt grasses of the outfield and started bouncing menacingly toward her.
Alley, get out of here. Find the clouds. Tell them good old Burger sent you. Your dad and I will be just fine.
But I can't. I'm scared.
Sometimes it's scary to be who you are. And you gotta be brave enough to take that leap.
on your own. Although you can bounce off my bun head if you like.
Oh, I've totally always wanted to do that.
And Alley-Oop overcame her fear and boom, bounced off good old Burger's bun, still springy after all these years, launching way back, way back,
and right out of the park. She could see from the sky that her dad was still playing this strange baseball game with basketball players. And just when she reached the apex of her arc through the sky...
Ow! What's this little ball doing flying through the skies?
Alley-Oop found herself stuck in the sky. There was something slightly damp and shimmering about her, like an invisible cloud.
Oh, it's one of them balls what gets bounced up from the back sometimes, Mum.
Yeah, hi, my name's Alley-Oop, and I'm looking for a city in the clouds. Good old Burger sent me.
Oh, Gust, have you been blabbing about the secret city again? Oh, I might have mentioned it in passing over a sip of the morning dew. Morning dew, indeed. It was midnight mist, and it was more than a sip. Oh, Wendy, not in front of the wee one.
Listen, I feel like I'm in the middle of a whole thing between you two invisible talking clouds and...
We ain't invisible talking clouds.
We're transparent, loquacious vapors. Transparent, loquacious vapors?
That's right. You ought to show a little respect.
No, I totally get it. See, people call me a baseball, even though I'm a basketball. And even when I tell them I'm a basketball, they still call me a baseball. So I promise I always call you transparent, loquacious vapors.
Well, you can just call us Gust and Wendy if it's our names, you know.
Would have been polite to ask those first. I'm sorry, Wendy. It's just my first time leaving the park.
It's all right, Ellie. You're learning about us. And we're learning about you. That's how it's supposed to go when you meet new people.
Oh dear, quite the ball game going on down there. Oh yeah. So Wendy and Gust, my dad might be in trouble down there, so...
Right, to the secret city you go.
Good luck, little one.
And Wendy and Gust blew as hard as they could, carrying Alley-Oop all the way to a massive stretch of fluffy clouds, where she landed lightly by a little thimble.
Hello? Anybody there? I found your lost thimble. Cloud people?
And as the little basketball pressed up against the thimble, she found herself shrinking as she got sucked inside of it.
Whoa!
Oh, hello, little basketball. You must be here to see Pixie Carter.
What did you call me?
I'm sorry, little basketball. That was rude of me. I'm Vera Lise. And what's your name?
How could you tell I was...
Lola, you're here already.
Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't met. I'm Pixie Cato. This is my mom, Vera Lise.
All right, I guess your other mom doesn't get an introduction.
Oh, and that's Sprite All Right. She got turned into a lamp again. It's a long story.
A lamp out in the kitchen for some reason.
Oh, Sprite, I'm sorry. We're still working out the kinks of our restorative spell.
And Vera Lise floated into the kitchen and pulled in the tall lamp that was Sprite All Right.
Well, I'm not here to play with you, Pixie Cato, although that sounds like a lot of fun, and we should do that sometimes.
Are you here seeking the spell, then?
How did you know?
Oh, I am not the most powerful of magical creatures, but I have a knack for setting things right.
All right, I wouldn't exactly call it a knack.
Well, yes, and you should be warned. If I use my restorative magic on you, it will be forever.
But I look like a basketball on the outside.
You might not ever be quite as big as the biggest basketballs.
But you can bounce around with me as much as you want.
Fairlise took out her wand, and the little twinkle of starlight at the tip of the wand started shining with every color in the rainbow.
Have you talked this over with your parent or guardian?
Yeah, we just didn't know it was a real thing.
And you know you'll never look like a baseball again.
I never was a baseball.
I know. Shut your little eyes and focus on who you are.
And Allie closed her eyes so tight, all you could see were those little red baseball stitches. And when she opened her eyes, they weren't red baseball stitches. They were purple basketball ribs. And when she looked down, she saw she was covered in purple and green rubber.
You did it! I
have a basketball. She tried to bounce for joy. Ooh, that's a little tender. Yes, it will be for a little while.
All right, congratulations. Pixicato, can you guide your friend home? Verily still needs to cast her restorative magic on me.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear, but the little girl was so upset.
Oh, and I just love being turned into a lamp.
But it's been so nice to read by your light.
Have you been keeping me this way?
Maybe.
Why, I keep sort of getting in the middle of these things. It's okay, but we really should be going.
And Pixicato used her little pixie stick to help Alley-Oop float alongside her as they traveled all the way back down to the park. To see baseballs and basketballs bouncing, rolling, and sailing all over the baseball field and the basketball court.
Oh no, things have really gotten out of hand.
Oh, I'm gonna make one of them 4-point shots.
There's no such thing as that.
Okay, pitch me an air ball, please.
You can't ask for your pitch in baseball. And I don't even know how I'd pitch an air ball anyway.
It looked like baseballs and basketballs were playing with one another. And as Alley-Oop landed gently in the tall outfield grass, Allie saw, playing at center field, the blue and red mama basketball who had been so cruel to her before. You must be new to our park.
I'm not sure I'm in the right pack.
Allie? Alley-Oop? Her question echoed through the park, and all the sounds of play stopped. Soon a field full of baseballs and basketballs were rolling towards her, and a hamburger on little toothpick legs was running as fast as it could.
Allie, we thought you'd never come back.
Is that my daughter? Get out of my way! That's my daughter!
Pixicato, how long did it take that magic to work? A month, silly. You didn't know that? Oh, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
It's a forever spell. They don't happen overnight.
And there was Hooper and Jumpshot and good old Burger and the little baseball Mitty, who looked like he was nearly coming apart at the seams.
Oh, Allie, I thought you were gone.
We thought we'd driven you away, said the big blue and red basketball.
Allie, look at you.
And Hooper bounced up and down in joy.
I think my mom has something she wants to say to you,
suggested Jumpshot. Well, after you left, it rained and rained, and no one seemed to want to play. And I realized how wrong I'd been to say those things to you.
Well, we also kept telling you you was wrong.
And raining on you, too.
Yes, windy and gusts were very convincing.
And loquacious.
As a vapor is wont to be.
Hey, Allie. I was learning to play basketball, you know, because I missed you, but then I realized I love it.
It's really fun.
I'm so sorry I said those things to you. I'm sure anyone from our court would love to play basketball with you, even me, once I've finished this baseball game. And if you were to play at that park from that day forward, you might think it strange at first to see basketballs playing baseball. And baseballs playing basketball, and hamburgers on stick legs, and transparent, loquacious vapors chattering in the sky. But before long, you'd see it as just another place where it's okay for people to be themselves.
Look at this, I call this one a grand slam dunk.
That's not a thing, Dad.
That's worth 4 points.
Your dad's really bad at basketball. I know, isn't it great?
The end.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
All right, Julian, Wickex, and Harper, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who are true to yourself and accepting of others. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICAN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.